When Governor Bill Walker removed Department of Transportation Commissioner Pat Kemp, he also got rid of two other top officials. One was Al Clow, director of the region including Southeast and Coastal South Central Alaska. The other was Reuben Yost, the deputy commissioner whose duties included overseeing the Alaska Marine Highway System.
I think to take those three extremely experienced transportation people out of our DOT system is not good.
Kathy Romick is a member of the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board and a former director of the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. Speaking as an individual, not for either group, she says Walker's move could hurt the region's economy. That includes the ferry system as well as the Juneau Access Road, which the governor put on hold.
I think transportation infrastructure, our ferry system, I mean, they're crucial to Southeast Alaska. And if everything comes to a standstill, it'll be devastating.
Kemp, Yost, and Clow were told to resign because of a memo the governor saw as challenging his decision to freeze the Juneau Road and other transportation projects. Kemp says it was just an informational update. Walker then named Transportation Department Deputy Commissioner John Binder to head the agency on an interim basis. Binder says the Marine Highway's longtime general manager is taking on some additional responsibilities.
Currently, Captain John Falvey has stepped in and is handling the matters associated with the ferry system.
One of the deputy commissioner's jobs is to advocate for marine highways during legislative hearings, including those involving its budget. Binder says he understands that's important.
Certainly our desire will be to find somebody appropriate for a leadership position on the ferry side, but that's still all in the works.
Binder's focus as a deputy commissioner is aviation, though he worked on other projects. The third deputy commissioner, Kim Rice, is mostly focused on highways. Binder says the governor's office tasked him with beginning the process of finding a new ferry-focused deputy commissioner.
They did ask that we gather some names and provide them some recommendations on who would be appropriate for those positions. And certainly in this time of fiscal challenge, we're going to make sure we do everything we need to ensure that every transportation mode is effectively represented. And that's the process we're currently undergoing.
Governor Walker has said the commissioner's job will be filled by the end of this month. Meanwhile, some ferry supporters are happy with the management change. One is Mike Korsmo, who used to chair the Marine Transportation Advisory Board.
My dealings with the former commissioner and deputy commissioner, they were so focused on Juneau Access to the point where I think it was neglected the inroads that were made in the ferry system, several years before.
Korsmo notes the past administration changed deputy commissioners and altered plans for two new Alaska-class ferries without consulting the board.
I would hope that the current administration goes back to using the Marine Transportation Advisory Board the way it was supposed to be intended to be set up, and that they do ask for input, at least from the MTAB, to who's going to be in that position.
Six of the 12 board members represent different regions served by the Marine Highway System. Others include a travel agent, a marine engineer, a union official, and someone who does not live in a ferry community. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.